Hey there, I'm Manuel Sicker from Sicker's Guitars. Together with my brother Mirko, I founded Sicker's Guitars in 2012. My first introduction to Daniel Friedrich guitars was through my father, Mario Sicker, who played many of his instruments. In my view, Daniel Friedrich was more than just a luthier. He was a scientist, an artist, a perfectionist. Today, we'll take a closer look at one of his final guitars, an instrument that embodies a lifetime of dedication. Imagine a craftsman so precise, so curious, that every piece of wood became a new experiment for him. This was Daniel Friedrich. Daniel Friedrich was the most scientific luthier I know of. Not because of formal education, but because of his methodical approach, precision, and unwavering dedication to his craft. He was a skilled craftsman, trained to hold tight, cut precisely, and polish smoothly. But what set him apart was his relentless pursuit of knowledge. Like the greatest scientist who changed our world, Daniel Friedrich had an insatiable curiosity. He needed to know why and how, and was willing to invest every ounce of thought, reflection, and experimentation until he uncovered the truth. Knowledge. He explored the unknown territory of classical guitar making, creating instruments not just for music, but for research. Every detail he observed, every question he asked, every answer he found, he wrote them all down. Daniel Friedrich even built his own machines to test and study the properties of wood. And when that wasn't enough, he collaborated with scientific teams and laboratories to push the boundaries of what was possible. What drives someone to question every detail? To never settle until perfection is reached? For Daniel Friedrich, intuition and experience were vital, but science provided the precision he sought. To reduce errors, to replicate perfection, to explore the unknown, this was his path, and he walked it with unwavering dedication. The notes he kept were vast. Each guitar was measured, observed, and described with rigorous detail. This process gave him unparalleled control over his craft. He built not just what he envisioned, but what each guitarist needed. Prediction through understanding, control through precision. This is the legacy of Daniel Friedrich. Picture him at his workbench, meticulous, precise, focused. His journey was one of constant refinement and exploration, culminating in guitar number 836, one of the last guitars he ever built. This instrument reflects a lifetime of dedication, skill, and innovation, embodying the essence of every guitar that came before it. Number 836 is an almost identical replica of guitar number 830, crafted for his close friend Roberto Ossal. Over nearly 40 years, Daniel Friedrich built 7 guitars for Ossal, each refining his craft. Guitar 830 represents the pinnacle of this artistic partnership, a testament to their enduring friendship and shared pursuit of excellence. Made of red cedar and the finest Indian rosewood, with Daniel Friedrich's unmistakable headplate and intricate rosette, this guitar is the quintessence of a lifetime of research and hard work. Imagine Daniel Friedrich in his workshop, flipping through the pages of his workshop book, filled with handwritten reflections on every guitar he built. Reflecting on Roberto Ossa's guitar, Daniel Friedrich wrote, "Classic voice, serious, precise sonority in general, quite clear, but what charm, what class." To me, Daniel Friedrich is an icon, a true inspiration for guitarists of all styles, generations and levels. His instruments fit all hands, adapt to all sounds, and with ease and comfort guide both guitarists and audience on the most beautiful, honest and touching sound journey. Daniel Friedrich didn't just build guitars, he crafted voices. Voices that continue to resonate long after the last string has been plucked.